Good morning, MGTOW men. This is one of my absolute fucking pet hates. Two things. Or a combination, especially a combination of two things. Here's we got this big mirror. I'm actually under a real 100 watt incandescent light. And I don't feel up to fucking around with the settings on this camera to get it sort of nice and normal looking. Fuck. But if you can see that, I'll try and get it shaded. See how faint that fucking writing is? See? And you get a little bit of fucking light on it and you can hardly see it at all. Well, this is what the Mirabella, you fucking retarded cunts, you know? I mean, this is not tiny, this is really tiny writing. This is like, I'll try and get this up. All right. See, so you get the reflection of the screen light on the lens, but that writing is like, it's 18 watts. Warm white, you know, 2,700 degrees Kelvin. And so what I do is I find out what it's rated and I get a big texter and I go, A 18 watts. Well, this fucking thing, Mirabella products, I think, are generally shit. Because they fade very quickly. Like a year later. Yeah. Be honest, you know, about a year, I think, yeah. And they're kind of like half brightness sort of thing. You know, they start the room, instead of being brightly lit, they become sort of dimly lit, you know? And I'm fucking tired of that shit, you know? And I like to learn about things by doing different things with different things. And I don't have one right here in front of me. But I've been able to drive a single green LED, 5mm LED, you know, sort of thing. I've been able to drive one of those on 220 or 240 volt. Their maximum forward voltage is, I think, two volts, you know. And, yeah, I've been able to run one of those on 220 volts. But the amount, like it was there's active and neutral. That comes into two capacitors, two very, very tiny little capacitors. And then that goes through a bridge rectifier, you know, four diodes. Then that is used to feed the fucking LED. And the amount of power coming through those capacitors was so fucking small, it barely even lit. But I tried it, I learned a lot. And then I went, oh, yeah, you know. But in the subsequent time, I've learned about LED or capacitors, that those circuits, I need this out, but those circuits are declared by all in the electrical industry to be those capacitors for those circuits. Although it was like rated 600 volt, I think, the capacitors, they're declared to be unsafe because when they fail, they can fail in an open, in a completed circuit sort of fashion. So instead of being two little foil fucking things separated by waxy paper or bloody some plastic film, you know what I mean? When they fail, they can actually short between the plates, you know what I mean? Conductive carbon bit or something like that. And so you end up with a live circuit, which, although the capacitor no longer works, when you poke your finger in amongst it, you know, you're hooked up to live mains power, you know. And but there are, I forget the name because I've only come across it once or twice, but there are capacitors that when they fail, they're designed to fail in a fail-safe mode. And that means when they fail, no power goes through. You know, they're designed specifically for a narrow range of applications that require that safety sort of threshold. But anyway, yeah, I'm really fucked off with the Mirabella stuff. And yeah, one of the things I've also learned, because I'd experiment, didn't have a lot of gear, didn't have a lot of money, all that sort of shit. But I found that on a static voltage that remains at 12 volt or 15 volt or whatever, if each volt, so say a red LED is 2.2 volts, well, technically, six of them, say five of them, six of them would come to about 13 volts of total required maximum forward voltage. But if you had a 12 volt supply, what happens is when those fucking LEDs get up to their maximum forward voltage, they get hot and they start to become very, very conductive, which means that they need something to provide a power source limit that won't exceed what the LED is now capable of drawing. And so what I worked out is that you can run on a stable DC voltage supply. If you can, what's the word? If you can drive the LEDs at around 80% of their max, around, like, this is a fucking fairly narrow sort of gap, but if you can drive them around about 80 to 85% of their maximum forward voltage, so if you get, say, 8 or 9 2.2 volt red LEDs, well, 9 times 2 is 18, or say 8 times 2 is 16, and 8 times 0.2 is 17.6 volts, or say 7, 7 2s are 14, and 7 times 0.2 is 1.4, that's 15.4 volt required to drive those fucking 7 LEDs in a string. And if you've got a 12 volt power supply, that means each LED effectively below a certain voltage and certain amount of power, they stay cool and they stay as effective resistors in the circuit, you know. So that's how you run them without power control, you know. You know, if you need to light areas up or whatever, that's what you do. And what these fucking cunts, these light manufacturers do, is they want to, instead of putting in a few extra LEDs or running them at a slightly lower voltage, they run them at the maximum voltage, which means they run very, very fucking hot. You know, you just got to touch the housing, you know what I mean? Like, fuck, that's hot, you know? That means all the heat soaking from the base of the LEDs back into the aluminium plate and back into the fucking housing. That running very hot shortens the LED life. Say, I don't know, we'll just make it up and say there's 50 LEDs in there. I can't be fuck counting. But if they, you know, ran them... If they ran them, say, at 80% of their maximum brightness, you know, the maximum power, they'd be a bit dimmer, but you could fucking... But then they'd last... These things would last for fucking decades, you know? Because heat kills them. It physically sort of burns... That sort of cooks the epoxy coating, and it also cooks... Basically, inside an LED is an extremely... There's a wire coming over, then there's an extremely fine wire going down into that pan of fucking irradiant material. And that gets electrically excited, and then it emits photons, and then it drops down a state, and then it bumps back up and emits... It's a continuous sort of process. A long time since I've read it. But, you know, if you want to make up LED lights, run them at about, depending on the fucking sort, but you run them at about 80 to 85% of their maximum forward voltage, and they will last forever. And I'm so fucking incensed at these cunts, you know, running these lights, you know, at a maximum forward voltage, and I'm so fucking tired of, you know, a year and a half later, it's like, they're sort of like half their brightness. And, I'm a bit sort of fed up with them, you know. I'm fed up with all the fucking crap that you can't buy a good light. Just pop more LEDs in, you know what I mean? Oh, God. Yeah. You know. But I'm so incensed that, you know, I'm just, all the ones I haven't marked, there's 12 watt, you know. Well, look at the other side. See? See, there's a tiny little bit of writing around there. Mirabella, you fucking cunts. You fucking retarded cunts. And your Chinese-made shit, you know. See, there's all these electrical engineers. You know, some of them should have been kicked in the fucking balls till their teeth bleed. Here's one. There's 9 watt, but it's got writing on it. Why do you have to make the writing so fucking small? You know? It's like I had a go at the fucking Dell company. The management of that. You know, like they put... super fine micro writing on little stickers on the back of the fucking monitor, and it's underneath the cables and sorted away so you can't see the make, model or serial number of the fucking, you know, monitor. You know, you got to unplug the monitor and turn it round and then turn it fucking, you know, like to read a sticker that big with writing that's like, you know. Fuck. See the thickness of that bloody Where is my fucking hand? Yeah, you know, it's like writing that's like the thickness of that fucking, the tip of the lead there, you know. So I'm going to do a bloody a beat up on Dell and all these fucking moron corporate bloody cunts. You know, it's like, all right, here's a bit of contrast. How the fuck are you supposed to read that? You know what I mean? How in the fuck are you supposed to read that? You know? And just, I've got the shits up. You know, here's some fucking vitamins. There's a whole heap of vacant space. You know? Why can't that be enlarged? Enlarged to take up all that space here, like go up